Welcome to the Invest with Clarity podcast, where you will learn how success in investing, as in life, is the result of absolute clarity. Mark Pearson of Nepsis in Minneapolis, Minnesota, shares his passion for portfolio management and commitment to transparency and communication to allow investors to fully understand what they own and why, bringing them to clarity in their investments. And now, here are your co-hosts, Matt Halloran and Mark Pearson.
Hello and welcome to another Invest with Clarity podcast. Today, we are going to talk about blinded by our statements. Now, when Mark and I were preparing to go over this, I had some very choice words when he brought up the fact that we were going to talk about statements today, because there's something that I don't happen to be a really big fan of. But what does it mean by being blinded by our statements, Mark?
It's simple. Blinded by our statements basically means that our statements blind us and give us a false sense of actually what is happening. And what we really, it frames our belief system, because the general theory is when investors look at their monthly or quarterly or annual statement, they make the statement, I made money this year or I lost money this year. And the fact of the matter is you don't make jack squat until you sell an investment, period. So you can get that snapshot in time, and that snapshot can inevitably blind you and give you either a false sense of security or, frankly, a false sense of optimism.
So what are they good for? I mean, I don't even understand why that has to come out. I can understand getting trade confirmations and, you know, all of those sorts of things to give me a realistic understanding of what's going on in my portfolio. I don't get the statements thing.
Okay. It's simple. It's simple. People would say, okay, that's the dumbest thing that Mark Pearson's ever said, that I shouldn't look at my statement. And my response to that is, really? You're telling me that you want to look at something and you have no idea what's going on in there? Because the reality is people don't know. It goes back to people not knowing what they own, why they own it, right, and not knowing what the biggest risk is in their portfolio. So if you don't know what the biggest risk is in your portfolio that could inhibit you from accomplishing your financial goals and objectives, and you just look at a number, what does that number mean? Because as evidenced by October through December so far of 2018, it obviously means jack squat, as we've seen this correction happen. And as people looked at their statements at the bottom of the financial crisis in 2008 and said, oh, I've lost so much money. Did you sell? Yeah, well, hopefully not.
Right.
Because then it turns out you wouldn't have been losing.
Right.
So you look at a statement, it is a snapshot. It is a snapshot in time. It is at the end of a quarter, at the end of a month, or at the end of the year. And in the grand scheme of bluntly, what does that snapshot have to do? What does it have to do with your long-term plan?
Yes. Amen, brother. It doesn't. And it's just that it you could have had a bad trading day, right? I mean, when they do that snapshot, we don't know what was going on the minute they took that snapshot. Is this a regulatory?
I believe so. Yeah. I believe so. Look, I go back. We've talked about this before. The old Warren Buffett deal, and we invest like Warren Buffett. How does Warren Buffett invest? He invests in great businesses, and he continually invests in those businesses over time. Statistically, Jeremy Siegel, the longer you own stocks, the less risky they become. No one's done a quantitative analysis on the risk associated with not knowing what you own and why you own it. Let me say that one more time. No one that I'm aware of, Matt, has done a statistical analysis on the risk of not knowing what you own and why you own it. You have the Dalbar study. Mm-hmm. You have the continual studies that show investors buy at market highs, sell at market lows, which, by the way, gets back to the whole function of, I hate when people say, I don't invest in the stock market, or I'm invested in the stock market,
right,
or how did the stock market do today? Do you ever go to a meat market and ask the guys at the meat market how the meat market do today? Or to a vegetable market, hey, how'd the vegetable market do today? I mean, a market is nothing more than a place,
right.
A market, where people go to buy and sell goods and services. The stock market is nothing more than a conduit for people to buy and sell businesses. But what the industry is doing is playing on the psychology of investors.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, blinded by your statement is nothing more than a psychological play on what is going on in your mind to either help you feel good right now or feel bad. Because the reality is, unless you are selling the investment, you haven't made or lost anything. And I go back to that Warren Buffett story from 1998 to March of 2000. Warren Buffett was down 38%. Now, I remember being in this business and everyone saying that I was an idiot because I was asset allocating portfolios for the long term. And everyone was saying how Warren Buffett was an idiot, lost his mojo because he's 70, by the way, almost 90 and still doing this well. 70 years old. He's lost all his mojo. He's lost it. Quote unquote, this time it's different in the markets, and Warren Buffett is missed out on the boat. Well, the reality is, from March of 2000 till October of this year, the S&P 500 was up 1%. Warren Buffett, 400. So let me say that again. The S&P 500 from 1998 to March of 2000 was up 28%. From March of 2000 to October of 2018, the S&P was up 100%. From 1998 to March of 2000, Warren Buffett was down 38%. So you're talking about a 66% swing between Warren Buffett and the S&P, right? 66%. Only to see Warren Buffett come back up 400 versus the S&P 100. And oh, by the way, what does that make the numbers look like? You're familiar with the term compound interest,
oh,
right,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So 400% to 100%, even down 66. Let's just say the man cleaned the clock of the S&P. Now, people looked at their annual statements. People listened to the media jawbone Warren Buffett. Who had the last laugh? Warren Buffett.
So let's have the last laugh here to wrap up today's podcast, and let's talk about what you should pay attention to. So if you're not supposed to pay attention to this noise, these ridiculous spots in time that or points in time that come out from the different companies that you have invested in, what should they be paying attention to, Mark?
It's a great question, because investors go in to see their financial advisor. There's some advisors who have quarterly reviews on their portfolio with their,
yeah,
with their financial advisor, and then there's others that have annual. Then there's some that do it every 3 to 5 years. I mean, everyone's a little different, right? Frankly, what the investor should do is make sure they are getting the communication from their advisor that says, I am on track to meet my financial goals and my investments are doing the best they can. We are on track. The short-term noise of what's going on is irrelevant. What is happening in the correction right now is so whacked out, it's embarrassing. The correction that's going on is over China tariffs and over the potential for an inverted yield curve. Of course, real quick, man, as you know, an inverted yield curve historically has been an indication of a recession, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the economic numbers are coming in pretty strong, and the inverted yield curve, many are saying, is being caused by program trading. The majority of trading that is happening in our stock markets today is done by computers.
Right.
And the computers are reading algorithms of different financial data, including charts and including yield curves. And it's giving false information of what is really happening fundamentally in the economy. If you want to know how your portfolio is doing, then frankly, look at what you own. I'm not saying you can't look at your statement to see what you own and see where you're at, but never make the decisions on what to do with your money based on what that snapshot in time is. When we have bad years, we tell clients why we had bad years.
Mm-hmm.
When we have good years, we tell clients why we had good years. This is the fundamental underpinning, Matt, of know what you own and know why you own it and investing with clarity. Because why? Can you put a monetary value on clarity? And my response to that is no.
Right. All right. With that, blinded by your statements, what should you be paying attention to? You should be paying attention to the communication. You should be paying attention to what your advisor is talking about and making sure that you're on path, on track for your long-term plan. Mark Pearson, thank you very much for your time today.
Always good to be with you, boss.
All right. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. That way, every time Mark comes out with a new idea or a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. And if you know somebody who really needs to realize that they're being blinded by their statements, make sure that you share this podcast with your friends and family. So for everybody at Nepsis, this is Matt Halloran. We'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
The content discussed is for informational purposes only. It is not a solicitation or recommendation for any securities that may be mentioned herein. Advisory services offered through Nepsis, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor.